Everyone laughed at me when I suggested puppets. And here I am, completely right. Just saying.
Just saying.
I can't believe how long ago I called that. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Risa.
And I'm Ariana.
And we're the Krollmeister Sisters. As a reminder, this podcast is rated T for Teen for strong language and mature themes.
If you don't like that, well then, hey, that's okay. You can go find other podcasts that'll not be that way. Oh, there I think Sister
one.
Has one.
There
oh,
is good. One. Yes, Amateur Sleuth Pod.
Amateur Sleuth Pod. I can't personally.
They reached
personally...
out to us.
Oh, did they?
And months and months and months ago. Because, hi guys, it's been over 6 months since we saw you last.
Yeah, no shit, man.
So I remember they reached out to me. They've released at least a few episodes. So,
Amateur Sleuthcast.
Amateur Sleuthcast.
And that's why I didn't name them, because that's what I would have done.
Yes.
So. That's why people don't let me name things.
I mean, you kind of named this.
Did I? I'm
pretty
that.
Sure. I don't know. You came up with Dead on Horoscopes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Don't remember doing that either.
You said that they were dead on.
Dead on.
So, yeah. What are we talking about today, sister?
Today we are talking about everyone's favorite part of Nancy Drew games, and that's the mini games.
Yeah, puzzles and mini games. So I recently backed a game, and I played the demo on stream as well. It's lost to time because I had depression, and so almost all of our VODs just expired. Apologies, but it is what it is.
Hey, if you saw them, you saw history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a game coming out, which is Alex Hill. And it is, let me remember the actual full name of it, Whispers at White Oak Inn. And because I backed it, I get to access, preview the files and stuff. And they were talking about, mini games specifically around the game and, what people want to see in games. And it just got me thinking about the new Nancy Drew game that's going to come out, maybe. And what kind of puzzles and minigames do we want to see in that hypothetical game?
You know, and while we're on the subject of that hypothetical game, I do want to just, you know, in case people didn't see, there was, I think just what did they do on April Fool's Day?
They on did April some... Fool's, they revealed...
Oh, the cover art.
The cover art. And everyone was like, is this for real? Or are you just punking us again?
Because why are you doing this on April Fool's Day, you crazy people?
Yeah. So.
So anyway, yeah, if you haven't seen that.
I'm trying to find the actual picture so I can look at it, but.
That's the newest news we have.
Yeah, I don't. Are they Nancy? Yeah, okay. Nancy Drew Games official. Whatever. Okay. They put out...
This is NDNN, Nancy Drew News Network.
For people who are in chat, I'm going to post the link to the picture so you guys can look at it. It's fine.
The rest of you have to go search for it. But you can find it easy. Literally just Google...
Nancy Drew, Mr. Seven Keys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't understand anything. I stopped, you guys know how I was super into,
decoding
all of the stuff for, 6 months. And then I just got fatigued. I got puzzle fatigue. Because they were releasing so many puzzles, constantly, that after a while, I just... stopped caring. Also, I'm looking at this cover, and is this AI? No, no,
I don't think so. No,
no. I'm just there's some stuff going on. you know, where the one of the buildings has some strong AI vibes to it because of the freezes and stuff are just nondescript enough.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm assuming that's
it's
indicative of the art style in the game.
Yeah,
because honestly, the way it looks is making me think of like Captive Curse and Phantom of Venice. So,
but the big thing is that we know that I was right, and it's about puppets because on the cover it says Marionette Theater on it. So I'm just saying, I fucking called this. Literally a year ago. It's puppets and Prague. And those were, I'm just saying.
Those were the things that she specifically called
out. I did fucking figure it out. So, I want everyone to go back, look at all of the things I posted, and all the things I talked about. Okay, but puzzles. We're going to pitch puzzles and minigames for this.
We are. We are.
We got back to it.
Back to it. Completely circled back. Yeah.
I made a lot of notes because
I wrote
I was waiting for my hair to process.
Yeah. There you go.
So yeah, what do we want to see? First off, I want to learn Czech.
Yes.
This game is set, I'm just going to call it Key because I don't know what the actual acronym is, but I'm calling it Key. That's just what it's going to
be. It seems like it should be what it is. If they choose anything else, then that's silly, and I will never refer to it as such.
It's just Key. That's just what key. It is. I'm not gonna, you know. I want to learn Czech. We're in Prague. I absolutely adore the Icelandic game in Sea of Darkness, so I just want to learn Czech.
Yeah, absolutely. Give us another one of those. Just give us Duolingo. It's fun. Obviously, we enjoy it. You can do a bare minimum, you know? We're not asking for a lot.
Yeah.
In that same vein, I was thinking, like, and I'm pretty sure you have something in here about creating food, like serving people the food, because food is so, like, so important.
Yeah.
And actually having, so basically you have to learn what each dish is actually called.
I love that.
I feel like that would be really fun because they've got a lot of really great names, none of which I can pronounce.
Oh, but man. Okay. So it's people, you have all of the things in English in front of you and people are giving you orders in Czech. And
yes.
You have to figure out what means what.
Yes. Sort of like in Phantom of Venice when you're doing the where is the culprit?
Yes. Or like in the parfaits in Danger by Design.
Yep.
Something kind of like that, but not gross looking.
Or at least gross sounding.
It's like, ooh, yummy.
Ooh,
the tapioca balls just look so gelatinous.
Ooh. How'd you guys make whipped cream look gross?
Truly, though. But yes, I agree.
Yes. Definitely. Basically, when I went to figure out games, mini games to pitch, I went, okay, what are things that are specific to like traditions in the region, because that's what I want. That's literally all I ask for from these kinds of games. Give us immersion. You know what I mean? Give us things that actually have to do with the region and
like my favorite,
the people.
My favorite little piece of Phantom of Venice, something that they did really well, with hearing people speaking in Italian.
Yes.
You just hear background in Italian. I want that. Like, that's just such a great little touch.
Yes, absolutely.
So, huge fan of that. I agree. But on that note, to your point, sorry, in one of my classes this semester, one of my fellow grad students, every single time, he'll be like, to your point, to so-and-so's point. And it's just now in my brain that that's just like, to your point. That, and I wonder what the literature has to say about that.
Yay.
You know. But to your point, educational stuff, I want there to be some kind of, like, display about the history of Prague where something gets, like, fucked up, like, and we have to go in and place everything in chronological order.
Ooh,
that yes. is, like, you have to... So, think the tornado scale in Monpaz, as well as the audio tour in Scarlet Hand.
Yeah.
Like, those together, but better.
Dig. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would love
Without
that.
Having to, like, do the... Because for me, the audio tours one is so irritating because of, like, having to listen to it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
So having it be a visual is gonna, it would be way easier and just more comprehensive. And, and kind of, like, as much as, you know, as little as it provided in Labyrinth of Lies, like, all of the museum stuff.
That was all really fun, actually.
Was really, like, comprehensive and, like, you could actually follow it. So, that kind of style. We know you guys can do this. We know it. but that's not a mini game yet. No.
so. However, we do know about a mini game.
Okay. Oh,
that
yeah.
has been actually, I think, confirmed. That it's a coffee mini game where you're taking orders. I think you also are doing latte art. I can't remember enough because, as I said, I just haven't been paying attention whatsoever.
I feel like they hinted at that for sure.
I think they did.
I don't remember if they actually confirmed that part, but definitely.
Yeah, and more accessible if it's audio and text. You're so right, Mutant Pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Audio and text makes it more accessible. But yes, so latte art. I want to have to do the latte, like, order as well as do the right art. So, like, literally, you just, like, it makes me think of the cookies in Silent Spy. Like, having to do the right things and having to make it look right. Yes. I don't know. It sounds like fun.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. So good. It's cute. It's silly. Okay, so I had a mildly in-depth idea. So I have this design for a mini game slash just interactive device. So I want something that is akin to like those physical things that we have in some of those games where it's like the card turns over or things like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like either the memory or But what I want is it to be a marionette dance mechanic. And basically, it's dumbed down to, because, you know, we got the marionettes, and also folk dance is very important.
Yep.
And so we can get, like, each button has a, like, specific move that goes into the dance. And so you can do, like, a freestyle, so you're just seeing what each button does. And then there's like, Simon aspect to it, where it's like, you know, you're trying to follow along. But in order to get certain things, you have to put certain dances into the machine, and it'll give you, like, I don't know, a key.
I love this, especially since it's very, it, like, ties in also with something I was suggesting, which is, I love all of the musical instrument things.
Yes.
And I love playing all, and, like, specifically sheet music as well as playing the music. And I think with a man, you should have to, okay, consider, you have to do the music to get it to work so you can play the marionette game.
Yes.
So what I was considering was that you have sheet music, but part of the sheet music is, like, damaged and you can't read it. So it's like a sequence, kind of a logic puzzle where you have to determine what happens next based on what comes before it and what comes after it. And then once you get the music in, you can turn on the marionette thing and you can do all of that stuff.
Yes.
And then you can also just go back and play with the marionettes afterwards.
Exactly. That's why I think the freestyle is good. It's like, And also you could have, in terms of the Simon memory portion of it, you can have it be that maybe a suspect, you know, is obsessed with the game, you know, that kind of thing, aggregation, all those,
yes, you know,
and so you have to like best them at it. And that would be great. And also that's just a good, you know, memory building skill for our younger players. That's great. You know? So I think, yeah. I'm really, really into this marionette dance game. That's literally what most of my notes are about. I'm like, oh my God, I love this idea.
I'm in love with that, actually. Especially since we see on the cover art, there's that, like, the little marionette theater thing.
Yeah.
And it just makes me... Man.
I love
it. And we see, like, the clock tower above it, too.
I love that. Clocks. It looks like we're definitely going to see, like, little hand puppets.
Yes.
Coming up.
Ooh, definitely. I'm going to be unoriginal for a second and say I have been really enjoying Wordle, Quirtle, Connections, Blossom, all of those games right now. And I think that it would be fun to have, like, you know, when they put 2048 into the Sea of Darkness, and I was mad about it, and I still am, because it felt cheap.
Yeah.
If they had just given me 2048 to play, I would have been happy. But they did it as, like, a way, like, it didn't make sense for the puzzle. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying that if we want to have something like that, where if there's an old character and they're always solving things in the newspaper or something like that,
yes,
and then we have to do something like that for them. I was thinking, like, the chess clipping in Holt's backpack or bag or whatever. So I was thinking like that, and maybe doing it like Connections. I really like Connections. Yeah. I know a lot of other people don't like Connections, but I think it's fun.
Sorry, you said the chess clipping, and it reminded me. Did you know that one of the most famous the international events that the Czech Republic holds is its International Chess Festival?
Chess.
We got to work chess in there.
Yes, like, we do.
It absolutely has to, because how are you going to pass up that opportunity?
I know.
Logic prevails.
And actually have it be chess this time.
Yes.
And not a code with a smuggler. Like, no matter how fun that kind of thing is, I agree. Yeah. I love me a good code.
Yep.
But, yeah, so.
Do some actual...
Actual chess.
And I feel like, especially since, you know, Queen's Gambit came out in between the last game and this one, and I feel like they can capitalize on that.
Exactly.
For those listening to the podcast, I put air quotes around it because it's a bit late for them to actually be capitalizing on something that happened so long ago. But hey, here we are.
Yeah.
It's new to them.
It is, basically.
But also, I just love chess. Fiancé Meister and I play it, and it's just, it's fun. It's good.
I taught Dr. Husband how to play chess, really, and now he beats me every time. So, there's that.
Our games get intense, not because, like, we get mad or anything like that. We just both get really focused, and so when we're both on our game, it is like...
Yeah.
Is this a stalemate? I can't tell. Well, if you do this, then I can do this. But if I do this, then you could do this. Some of the best stuff.
It's nice. Yeah. We have a Lego chessboard. I love it.
Yay.
It's great. We built it together and everything. But yes, chess. I agree.
Yes.
I also want a rhythm game. I know we talked about the dancing and the marionettes and stuff, but that's separate. I want a rhythm game. I just want to live the high of acing that drum game in
Haunted Castle Malloy.
Actually, like, Haunted Castle Malloy has some fucking amazing mini games. Difference Detective.
Like,
excuse me, I fucking love Difference Detective. Even after 100%ing the game and having to solve every single level on Difference Detective, I still love it.
You know, it's the simple things. It's like me and hidden object games, you know? Sometimes you gotta enjoy them.
It's true. I do love a good hog.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm going to pull on that. Actually, ooh, I don't, I'm going to... Hog. Hedgehog. Hedgehog in a cage. I'm moving forward. I'm just continuing forward with this one. Hedgehog in a cage is apparently... It's a type of puzzle that's been around since at least the 1880s. If you look it up, you'll find it instantly. There's a spiky ball in a cage that all of the spikes are different lengths, and so you have to figure out how to get it out of the cage. Yeah.
It's a topography puzzle, basically.
Yeah, basically, yes.
Yeah, like the ones I used to play with all the time that people would give to Daddy for his birthday or Father's Day, and then he'd solve it once and then hand it to me, and I'd solve it over and over and over again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds great. I appreciate that.
The Hedgehog in a Cage game became a cultural hit. Like, it was a phenomena, apparently, in the Czech area in 1941. For a long time. Like, it just boomed. Everybody loved it. They were obsessed with it. It was in, it was core parts of movies and TV shows that they had at the time. So it would be like an absolute bitch to have to do, in terms of basically, I'm thinking about like the way they did the physical puzzle, the box thing in, Midnight in Salem.
The like dodecahedron? Or the icosahedron, or whatever the fuck it was.
Yes, that thing.
Or are
thing.
You talking about, so the key?
That as well as the weird boxes. I played this game once.
The shelf, the puzzle, like, box shelf things.
That and, yeah, so
drawers.
That and the...
Yeah, yep.
Polygon.
I think it's an icosahedron.
Sure.
I don't remember. They say...
I'm Someone sure they do. Tell us. Someone will. But yeah, so I'm sure it would be like really difficult to actually physically do in the game, but it seems like something that is worth inclusion.
Yeah, because they're using Unity. So like, why not give us like being able to manipulate things?
Exactly.
Or you can
that's
just
like
have
what
it
Unity
be
was
like
made
a turn-based
for.
Thing, you know?
Yeah, that's
where,
true.
Where like it's like you can just click on something and it'll rotate it.
Exactly.
And you click on something, it'll rotate the other way until you get it in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I also like Rubik's Cubes. And I, to be fair, I can solve a Rubik's Cube pretty quickly. Actually, I have not done so in a while.
I was going to say, really?
I'd probably fail once I get to the last, once I get to the third level, the top level, I'd probably stall out pretty quickly.
I can't do them at all.
Well, maybe someone should learn algorithms.
I don't do well with algorithms.
You don't do well. You know, to be fair, it's because I remember it as numbers.
Yeah. But yeah, Hedgehog in a Cage. I definitely demand to at least see it in the game. Even if it's just like something we can pick up at a curio shop, I don't care. I just need a goddamn Hedgehog in a Cage reference. Apparently.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Another one of those things that I just found out when I went, Czech traditional games.
Yeah. Also, now, a puzzle, not a minigame,
mm-hmm.
is having to put, like, I'm thinking it's a key thing, right?
Right.
We're key themed.
Clearly.
I don't know if I want to go piano key themed with this or not, but I feel like having to label all of the piano keys would be fun puzzle,
mm-hmm.
Only because I know all of that. but another way to look at key is, like, you know, final scene, and having to put a key together based on, like, the silhouette or based on the lock.
Yes.
Have to try. Like, that sounds like so much fun to me. They make these things where you put them in and you can, like, adjust it until you find where the pins actually fall. They're called mm-hmm. leashy tools. They're really cool. Lockpicking Lawyer on YouTube shows you how to use them. And you can just use those to figure out which, like, where each pin is. And you can then use that to make the key. So, yes, you're laughing because I watched Lockpicking Lawyer.
No, that makes the most amount of sense. What I'm laughing about is that it made me immediately think of is like, oh, that's when that's the timeline where Nancy went to being a lawyer, but continued with her. She's like, yeah, and this is how I got into my father's whatever when I was 10 years old, because we do hear that story. Anyway, sorry.
We do. It's true. I think that Nancy would have a YouTube channel.
Totally. Absolutely.
And she would not put her name on it at all.
No.
And she wouldn't, like, she'd just like, okay, guys, I'm going to try and break into this filing cabinet.
Do we know if she stages these or if she just does them? Well, I don't know. She never responds to my comments.
You know? No. It would be like, here's a cabinet, much like one that I broke into in 2001. Now, this model, it's really easy. You can just jiggle it open with a bobby pin. Let me show you how I do it. You just shovel it in and you just wiggle, wiggle. And there it pops right open.
There you go.
And that's what wafer locks are, you know? Don't even try. Don't even waste your money. You might as well be buying a master lock. So honestly, I think that's all of the ones I came up with.
That's absolutely all of the ones I came up with, because I didn't come up with many. I was like, I have concepts, but no hard ideas. It's not as easy as pitching stories, apparently.
No, but honestly, I think we just came up with quite a few.
We did. And
I'm very excited about that marionette one.
I know. I can't wait for them to implement it, because they're definitely doing it, right? Obviously, yeah, I'm getting my hopes up now. Same with that wrestling game that we pitched. Yeah!
The wrestling game is like, it has to happen someday. And the ballet game. Don't forget about the ballet game.
Yes.
Wrestling and then ballet. That's all we're asking for. Like, I don't think that's too much to ask for.
I don't think so.
Really.
I think we've been pretty patient, her.
It's true.
They're like, we have been years of podcasts of you proving otherwise. But we're still talking about you, aren't we?
Exactly. We are the best free free advertising you can get. Because even when we're mean,
hey,
we're still pointing people in your direction.
No press is bad press. Come on.
It's true. Just saying. But yeah, that's the mini games and puzzles we came up with for Mystery of the Seven Keys, yeah. Or as we like to call it, Key, which chat told us is the actual official.
Yeah. It's appreciate the confirmation, because
if it wasn't, it wasn't going to change our mind, actually. We were still just going to call it Key. But yeah, so let us
MSK.
Know. Oh, wait.
Sorry.
MSK, mask. Yeah.
Just makes me think of MST3K, which is Mystery Science Theater 3000, and so MSK.
I mean, you were already watching Eureka earlier, so Felicia Day to Felicia Day. She was on Geekenders yesterday, too, so just watched, which is so funny because I had just watched that, and then you say you were watching Eureka, and I was like, apparently it's a Felicia Day kind of.
Right. We are actually getting to Eureka Day. Felicia Day territory in Eureka, so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so yeah, you guys can pitch us some mini games and puzzles as well. They don't have to be Felicia Day themed, but if you want them to be, that's fine. Or Prague themed, that's also fine, I guess.
If you want to stay on topic.
If you want to stay on topic, but who are we to stay on topic? It's just plastered above our heads now. So yeah, do our spiel of where they can find us?
I don't know, because they, like, okay, so Google Podcast just came down.
Yeah. It's now just YouTube Podcast.
It's just YouTube Podcast? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Which is fine, because we're already on YouTube, like, as a podcast anyway. so it doesn't matter that Google Podcast isn't there, because it's already a playlist that's a podcast.
But we are on Spotify.
We are on Spotify,
because I've got that still.
And Apple Podcasts still exist.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're technically still stream on Twitch.
Yeah.
And if you subscribe to us, you can view our podcast night VODs.
Mm.
So for both Kroll-Meister Sisters and Tortall Sisters, because it's still going.
It is.
It's just...
I need to get
I'm having such a hard time finding motivation for that particular book. But that's a completely different podcast.
I thought I'd be fine with just the audiobook. I'm not. It's very difficult.
Yeah, I can understand that. But yeah, so as a reminder, apparently I'm just like, we're cutting this now.
We're done.
We're just moving on to another podcast completely. Let's just reel it back in. So as a reminder, I'm Risa.
And I'm Ariana.
And we're the Kroll-Meister Sisters. And we're asking you guys to stay sleuthy.
Oh, I wish I'd learned how to say that in like Czech.
Nicole the Pickle?
If you're fucking with us, I swear to God.
You're fucking with us, right? It's above my head.
Oh, this is going to be a fun one to edit. I can already tell.